Good morning, church. It's a great Thursday morning, and I am so glad to be able to spend it with you. Today we'll be in Matthew chapter 27, reading verses 57 through 66. And again, God's saving word for today is hope. In this passage of scripture, Joseph of Arimathea buries Jesus' body, and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary keep watch at the tomb. Pilate sends soldiers to guard the tomb as well in order to prevent Jesus' disciples from stealing his body and claiming that he'd been raised from the dead. All right, so let's go ahead and get into our reading for today. When it was evening, a rich man from Arimathea arrived. His name was Joseph, and he was also a disciple of Jesus. He went into the presence of Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate gave orders for the body to be given to Joseph. So Joseph took it, wrapped it in a new linen sheet, placed it in his own tomb, which he had just recently dug out of solid rock. Then he rolled a large stone across the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there facing the tomb. The next day, which was a Sabbath, the chief priests and the Pharisees met with Pilate, and they said, "Sir, we remember that while that liar was still alive, he said, 'I will be raised to life 3 days later.' Give orders, then, for his tomb to be carefully guarded until the third day, so that his disciples will not be able to go and steal the body, and then tell the people that he was raised from death. This last lie would be even worse than the first one." "Take the guard," Pilate told them. "Go and make the tomb as secure as you can." So they left, and they made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and leaving the guard on watch. Today's key verse is Matthew 27:59. So Joseph took it, wrapped it in a new linen sheet, and placed it in his own tomb, which he had just recently dug out of solid rock. Mary Magdalene and others, they kept vigil at Jesus' tomb. For many Christians today, the time before Easter is a time for mourning over the past failures and hoping for victory in the future. And so in this season, of course, every day of the year is a resurrection celebration. But I would like you to reflect on the past year and consider how you will follow the ways of Jesus as you celebrate his resurrection daily. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I await your coming. Renew my spirit and prepare my heart to experience the joy of your resurrection. Amen. Well, that concludes our time together today. I have truly enjoyed this. I look forward to meeting you tomorrow. And until then, just keep your eyes on Jesus and keep them open and ready for your miracle. God bless. We will see you tomorrow.